Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Lozinski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ross Baumgarten. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fourth. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jeff Newman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Shooty Babbitt. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dave McKay. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Newman juggles the ball. That's an error on Newman. Lozinski moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lozinski scores. Baines moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison strikes out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Babbitt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baines moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baines scores. Lemon moves to third. Almon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a line drive towards first. Newman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Heath reaches second base with a double. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shooty Babbitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babbitt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baumgarten fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lozinski hits a pop-up towards first. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Babbitt fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baines. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Baines steals second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McKay moves to second. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Newman fields the ball and throws to Langford covering. Safe. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison bunts towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. Bernazard moves to second. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Almon hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Langford scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Almon for the out. Bernazard moves to third. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lozinski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Shooty Babbitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babbitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Babbitt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Picciolo hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Newman scoops it up and throws to first, with Langford covering, for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy takes first base on ball four. Lamar Hoyt now pitching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Murphy moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to second for the out. Murphy moves to third. Two outs. Jim Spencer pinch hits for Jeff Newman. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up towards third. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer now playing first base. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Almon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Almon reaches second base with a double. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Almon moves to third. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 3 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Babbitt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Almon scores. LaFleur moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Keith Drumright pinch hits for Shooty Babbitt. Keith Drumright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drumright takes first base on ball 4. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross pinch hits for Rob Picciolo. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Drumright for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Gross now playing third base. Dave McKay now playing shortstop. Keith Drumright now playing second base. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lozinski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Lozinski reaches second base with a double. Rusty Koontz pinch runs for Greg Lozinski. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up towards short. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Koontz moves to third. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bernazard is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. McKay fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Greg Pryor now playing second base. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Murphy hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-3 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Almon hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Armas. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Armas throws the ball into Gross, who tags LaFleur trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Drumright scoops it up and throws to first, with Langford covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson strikes out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.